Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday is the day. The date is October 26th. That's, you see, there's a difference between the day and the date, ladies. You get taught that when you're in the third grade. Here's the day of the week, and this is the date to which it applies. There will never be another moment, another day, another happening in your life that will equal what goes on today. It's just every day is different. And we celebrate that sort of thing here on the DJV program every day. Jennifer off until tomorrow. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some good news. Everybody ready for good news?
Ready.
Yes.
Janet Yellen. Yellen! I've been waiting to do that for a long time. I don't know why I haven't done it before. Anyway, she's the Secretary of the Treasury. Says that higher inflation will linger. This is not sounding like good news, but wait. As inflation lingers, and then toward the middle of next year, the COVID shock to the economy will sort of cease. Disruptions that we've been having to work with will be gone next year. And so here we go. It'll be much better next year than it is this year. Getting back to normal, expect inflation to end. However, I guess the question mark here is how bad is going to be between now and then, and will it stick? Price of gasoline up in many areas in the last week, 12, 13 cents. It's $3.35 here. Last year at this time, it was less than two. Actually, it was right around in the teens, 2.17, 2.18. So that's a heck of a whack to the consumer price index. And all the other things that we have, cost of food. And so, Doug, where's the good news here? Well, it's good because oftentimes you don't really know what to do. And one of the things causing this, by the way, is the labor shortage, because people are having to, they're demanding more and getting paid more. So that's going to affect what you pay for whatever it is that's being done by those people that are getting paid more. Business is going to stay in business. They got to pay their expenses, right? So anyway, temporary pain is what Janet Yellen says. The labor supply will increase. Well, how is it going to increase? More people are not being born. So unless we kick people off the rolls, which we ought to, if they're physically and mentally capable of working, but I think you see the door opening for a lot of folks who are in this country, maybe even the ones who are here illegally. And so that, okay, then here it is. This is the change, excuse me, that a lot of people have wanted. Now, on the other sort of side, there's a note. I see the lady that runs Citigroup, the banking investment firm, her name is Jane Fraser, says that this winter is going to be brutal for pretty much all of the markets. Now, what does that mean to you? If you're an investor, Victoria, you're an investor. Well, you get some money here and money there. This is a problem because of supply chain disruptions. And that's because the Chinese have captured all of the, they've decided they want to keep all their chips to themselves. So that affects a lot of things. That's why it's good for us to be, what's the name of the company that's going to build $150 billion worth of chip plants here?
Micron. Well, it's not all here, but we'll be part of that equation.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the optimism she expressed, like Janet Yellen, is that the imbalance will pass next year. So inflation is being caused in part by all of this stuff, the disruptions in the workforce, the disruptions that were caused by Chinese communist virus, whatever. People don't like me to call it the Chinese virus, but what else would it, what am I going to call it? The Middle East virus? The Bank of England agrees with this. Let's see here. European Central Bank agrees. Bank of Japan agrees. Supply chain bottlenecks caused inflation so far and will for a period that goes into next year. Okay, so there we are. That's it. And as long as we're at illegal entry points, majority of Customs and Border Protection agents who have committed misconduct in Facebook groups that feature racist and sexist posts against migrants and members of Congress have not been penalized enough, according to a report by the House Oversight Committee. But I don't know what the I kind of am absent when it comes to this. I haven't followed it much. How many people have been brought into? Yeah, it's been around for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, you know, this is, I mean, I remember literally 2 years ago in 2019 talking about when I think it was ProPublica did that big expose on all the Facebook groups that Border Patrol agents were going to and a part of, mm-hmm. and, you know, the horrible things that they were saying in the Facebook groups, and they were all in violation of the Border Patrol's policy, and none of them got punished. I mean, some of them got light punishment. 43 of them, who were the worst offenders, were suspended without pay, and 12 of them received letters of reprimand. So the problem, though, is that this report just came out on Monday because the Trump administration stalled this and wouldn't allow the House Oversight Committee to actually investigate the Border Patrol. So, I mean, you have to wonder, you know, when people, if people are saying, oh, well, everything was so much better under Trump at the border. Well, was it? Because these people were behaving like cretins. That's completely un-American. And they weren't even punished because they were shielded. So, you know, I don't know. At some point, people like to have the moral authority. People love to claim that. But then when you really look at, like, what your team is up to, how do you really claim that, then?
So what's the fix here?
The fix is discipline. I mean, the fix is that the committee has already recommended what the discipline should be for these people who were, you know,
and
the worst
what is
of
that?
The worst.
What's
well, most the, of them were supposed to be fired,
fired.
And they weren't.
Yeah.
So
because
you
don't have enough border agents to begin with. Is that excuse?
No. Like I just said, they were shielded by the Trump administration. The House Oversight Committee requested the unredacted posts, and the Trump administration stalled and said no. And then it's only when Biden got sworn in, he released everything, and then we saw what happened and what was really there all along. So, I mean, it's
another one of those Trump bad, Biden good.
I mean, this is blatant, though, Doug. This is blatant.
I understand.
I'm not saying Trump himself. I don't know what he knew.
Yeah.
But the administration buried all this.
Yeah. They didn't. Most of the. I was watching last night, I think it was on. Was it PBS? I can't remember. A rehash of the Ollie North trial and Poindexter and all the people that were involved in Iran-Contra. The pride, if you will, of being an American and protecting American. Ollie North was a very good witness for himself. I had forgotten it because it's been a long time. I haven't seen Ollie for, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years. He and I were quite friendly when he was doing his program daily on Radio America. Very interesting guy, very buttoned up, very smart. And he managed to get those guys before they got him, in essence. And that's why if there was an Iran-Contra scandal, they all got away with it because the people who had figured it out, if it was really them, they were smarter than the people who are after him. And it's pretty much that simple. So in this case, are those people who are border guards smarter than the people who are chasing them around? Or is there somebody someplace?
Not if you read what they were posting on Facebook. I mean, these are not people.
They're not smart. I'm talking about the people who were sort of standing up for them, Victoria. The people who would, you know, there's all kinds of this stuff going on every day across the board.
Firing Border Patrol agents who are quote unquote tough on migrants. That's a narrative, right? And mm-hmm. so if you choose to fire those people, you're setting an example, I guess, that, you know, that doesn't work with the narrative that the Trump administration was tougher on the border than any other president and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you look at the methods, though, if you want to say, yeah, that's how I want our Border Patrol agents to behave, sure, then fine. It's very blatant that there's a difference in the narrative. And
all
so...
right,
whoever was shielding, it's because it played into the narrative that they wanted to play.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is, because, unfortunately, everything's political these days. So let's interpret what the White House is doing to change the resettlement program for the Afghan refugees. There's sort of, this has not been done before, I don't think. Correct me if I'm wrong. To resettle, there are like 55,000, not like, but there are over 55,000 Afghan refugees, evacuees, if you wish, between an evacuee and a rest, and a, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Between
at
a refugee
point,
and an evacuee. It's kind of the same thing. Anyway, there are a lot of them on U.S. military bases, and they've been there for a long time, trying to get them into permanent housing. Who's going to pay for that? Us? Yes, the.
These are it's a mix of federal funding, which really, when you look at it, it's like $1,700 a person. It's not a lot, and that only goes towards housing and literally things like silverware. So, but this is a private program that's actually a lot of veterans who have worked in Afghanistan, and now we know, you know, after. What, 20 years of being in Afghanistan, there are a lot of veterans who have been there, multiple tours of duty. And so the veterans have been saying that they want to actually work with their Afghan counterparts because these are people who trained with Americans, who worked alongside of us, who risked their lives to help American soldiers.
How many
as well.
American soldiers married Afghanistanis, I wonder?
I don't know. But this program, though, I don't know if it's the first of its kind, but it's allowing citizen groups of up to five people to sponsor the Afghans, and so they have to live within a certain amount of certain distance, and they help set them up with housing and with job training and things like that. And they have their these are people in a lot of the cases these people already have paperwork or are already on that path to having official paperwork. To work here. And so what's being cited is the last time we did this was after Vietnam. This is something I did not know. You probably remember this. But apparently refugees, this was a big group of Vietnamese Americans in Washington State currently who are also working to support the Afghans because the last time we have resettled this, 130,000 people from Vietnam over an eight-month period came to the U.S. So 55,000 sounds like a lot. But it was 130,000 Vietnamese.
They came to lots of different places in America. I have a Vietnamese barber who tells very interesting stories about what happened in Vietnam, loves America, but came here hating America because of what it did to his country. So there's a functional reality that's good and has worked out for those people. So maybe it will for the Afghanistanis. 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, it's Tuesday, October the 26th, with the DJV folks. Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner prepared to give us some bad news. Those of you who are Sopranos fans, and maybe also SNL, a lot of this actor was in lots of movies and TV shows, so the passing of a well-known actor to talk about after this.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exciting. When you hear the Sopranos music, you think, you envision, you know what this means. A lot of people were anticipating big things from that Sopranos movie that's out starring Gandolfini's kid, but it didn't do too much. Apparently it was not well written. I didn't see it.
I have friends who love it, who are just like begging us to see it. Yeah, we haven't seen it yet. It's on one of the streaming services, so maybe this week we'll watch it.
It's out of the theaters already. Yeah, it's out of the theaters. I went to see something, The Life of Jacques Cousteau, in the movies last night. It was fabulous. Woke me up to a lot of things, something we'll have to talk about later on in the program. Right now, though, we celebrate the life of which actor, Jay?
Val DiSoglio. He was Murph on Sopranos. He was John Travolta's dad on Saturday Night Fever. Died at the age of 95. Cause of death not immediately known, but his wife did put out the statement that she's lost her best friend and love of her life. Mm-hmm. 95. Wow.
He was, I love this name, Frank Monero. That name Monero, synonymous obviously with Saturday Night Fever. He was perfect. He perfect, you know, Italian. Anytime there was need for an Italian, typecasting, yes, but he was, his family was from Italy. I think, weren't they? They were.
Yeah, yeah. Originally, yeah. His first name is Italio.
Mm-hmm. And he also was in lots of war movies about World War II, and he played those roles very well as well.
So many character roles. MASH, Quincy M.E., Sopranos we discussed, Miami Vice, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
He was
there
a stage actor.
Dozens of those people, and that's how they start. Thank you for mentioning that there. A lot of these people are on the stage and theater, and they get their, you know, every single, for example, anybody who's in the union in New York gets into one of Dick Wolf's TV shows. They bring them all in, and many of them are found on playing even second parts on whether it's Broadway or off Broadway. All these people that go to New York and Los Angeles to act, so they find them there and then bring them up the ladder. It's kind of cool. So here's Snoop Dogg being emotional. Why?
His mama passed away. She had been in the hospital for a few months now. The illness has not been disclosed, but Snoop had posted pretty regularly asking people to pray for his mom, that he'd go visit her. She'd open her eyes a couple times. So she lost her battle with whatever she was dealing with, and he had a pre-planned concert in Boston. So hours later after his mom's death, he still performed. He didn't want to cancel on his fans, and he even said during the show that he was never going to cancel. He wanted to do this. He needed this. He wanted to make his mom proud, and he wanted to show up for Boston, and they even ended the show playing Stand By Me, Benny King's, for his mama.
Yeah, that's very nice. Interesting character, to say the least. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Automobili Lamborghini has announced the implementation of a biomethane installation to power its Santa Grata Bolognese site. The system will deliver nearly 4 million cubic meters per year, equating to around 65% of the company's current gas requirements, and will enable a reduction in CO2 emissions from the current 37% to around 80%. For more automotive news stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them.
Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Baseball's World Series is set to start tonight with Game 1. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It was a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hardworking Georgians.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX is a go to launch on Halloween night. The mission will send four astronauts to the orbiting lab for a six-month stay. Crew 3 is scheduled to launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 2:21 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Crew 3 will mark Endurance's spaceflight debut. The capsule will arrive at the ISS just after midnight on Monday, November 1st. That's if the mission launches on time and all goes according to plan. I'm Lance Pryor. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Four after the hour now in the DJV program. How do you do? Welcome back to our conversation about what's going on today, here, there, and everywhere. Everybody ready for Halloween? How many visits do you expect to have? Victoria, you don't have anybody come to see you, right?
No, we're in an apartment building, so typically not. We don't have
and there are probably no
here.
Children in that building?
No, not really.
Not the kind of place that children. Okay, so it's up to you, Jay.
No, we don't get any. We always get candy, and we end up just putting the whole bowl on the front porch, and we're like, all right, we'll just let people grab what they want, grab as much as they want, and then the full bowl is always still there.
Oh, good.
We have a busy street, though. There's no sidewalks. There's no lights. People use it as like a drive-through street, so they go really fast. It's not really the same place for kids to be trick-or-treating anyway.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, there's that. What else is going on this week that's controversial? Well, Halloween's not usually controversial. I just, when Miles wanted to show me his Halloween outfit, he's a tiger. And he had the most
fun. Surprised he's not a dinosaur. That's like his big thing.
He's got new dinosaur. Yeah, it is his thing. He's got new dinosaur slippers. That's it. But he wanted to be a tiger because he likes making that noise. And so he's got tiger ears. He's got a tiger tail, which he's having the most fun with, and a tiger pair of pajamas. So that's what he's got, sort of a tiger mask, face mask, to go out and about. But his tail, he wanted me to, he kept putting it on and sticking in various places in his pants. That, Gramps, pull this! And so I pulled it and I put it on me. And so then I stuck it somewhere where he couldn't find it. All right, anyway, silly fun for the feeble-minded, I guess. But anyway, Halloween's coming up. That's a thing that will that usually brings people together. Let's see what else is bringing people together today. The fact that there's early voting, I'm paying attention to this because we have a big election in my community a week from today, a lot of elections a week from today, what they call off-year elections. And it's amazing, you know, we were talking, there's a certain amount of politics always in the air, as much as I find it disturbing to follow the thread sometimes. But here locally, it's the same kind of thing. There's a big divide in the community. The mayor claims to have accounted for lots of different money, and she's accomplished this, that, and the other thing, when in fact she hasn't really done a doggone thing. And so, but she's, you know, she has, because she's a black woman, and she was the first, you know, woman to be elected to an office like that in Massachusetts. So there's a lot of attention on the situation. And so she's claimed this, that, and the other thing. Tried to come up with a smear campaign for her opponent, the fellow that I'm supporting, who's been involved in local government for 32 or 34 years, has an impeccable record. You know, one of the few local politicians that can actually say, here's what I said I was going to do, and I've done it. But he's not a braggadocious sort of guy. So she's out there pounding away. I did this. I did that. So finally, a group of residents put together a response and an op-ed piece that appears today that goes through all of her claims and then all of the facts that surround her claims. So it'll be interesting to see what that does. Although he won, the indication of what the community is understanding is in the primary, she didn't win one precinct. He won them all and got twice as many votes as she did. But because they brought in some consultants from Boston and from the, this, they're all Democrats, but yet here it is, the Democrats eating their young, the Democrat that's running, that I'm supporting versus the Democrat that's there, that has brought in all these people from Boston, run her campaign and to present things. So it's being run like a big city election. You know what I mean? There's a whole different flavor to it than there was in past years because there was no outside interference, if you will. So anyway, it's early voting. Some people, I don't like early voting because there are things that can change in the last week or so. I don't like mail-in voting. I don't like any of that stuff. I think people, we should revamp the system, not the way some people want to do it, but to give people the most choice and the most time, do it on a weekend, and make sure that people have identification, and make sure that the people who are in charge of the local system are ethical, honorable, moral people. Which, unfortunately, because there's so much politics and they get appointed by politicians to protect their own, it's that kind of foolishness that goes on. And anyway, everybody, though, in your mind, if you got an election, be thinking about who you're going to vote for and what you're going to vote for, and make sure that you do vote in whatever way you can, because the system needs support. I think that's the way I'd look at it. Speaking of support, Moderna saying that their vaccine shows strong response in children. They are trying to get a vaccine for children from the age of 6 to 11. They say it provides a robust immune response after two doses. So this is something I guess I would ask of a doctor, probably Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the DGV Health people that we have on every week and every weekend. I'm wondering, they're going to give, I guess, youngsters one-third of the regular dose. Isn't that right? I think that's how it shakes out.
I believe that's correct, yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So is it that they need to spread them out? Why don't they just give them, if they're going to give them two doses?
Well, they're tinier bodies.
So they can't take
bodies
as much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they don't need as much, but it's the same setup as the way adults, you know, you get the first shot and then 3 weeks later you get your second.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just how the technology of the vaccine works. That wouldn't change, you know, depending on who the patient is.
So where's the test been held for this? They must have tested children.
Yeah. Almost 4,800 kids, 6 to 12.
Mm-hmm. And they were in what, all over the country? Or have they been all over the world?
Where have they
tested this stuff?
No, in America.
In America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Moderna's a Boston company. When we were on the duck tour, we drove by the building.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's a big part of the duck tour now.
Yeah.
everybody in Boston's very proud of Moderna. So, mm-hmm. I'm sure they do all the trials somewhere locally.
Well, the research
facility. The kids have to be with their parents, so, you know.
Yeah. the research facilities here in Framingham. So I wonder if that's not maybe where it was done. I don't know. I haven't seen any local stuff. The U.S. has released updated vaccination testing rules for people who are coming into this country. I'm checking out what has to be done to go to Hawaii because I want to go there over Thanksgiving. It's pretty much the same thing as those the requirements are coming from people that are coming to us starting next month, right? If they can provide proof of a vaccination, the shots have to be authorized by the World Health Organization. So what are the shots? The Chinese shot's no good, so
right.
That's
the
probably
Russian
not
one's no good.
Russian's no
Sputnik
good either.
Sputnik 5 or whatever they call it,
yeah, right.
That does not count. AstraZeneca, Covishield, Sinopharm, and Sinovac, those are the others that were used in different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. So those are all approved. I think for you going to Hawaii, I mean, Hawaii has been very strict with their travel
yes.
restrictions.
Yep.
But I think if you're fully vaccinated, there's no quarantine time. And I think you may have to produce a negative test within 3 days. I'm not sure, though.
I went to the American Airlines desk the other day when I was at LAX because that's when I went there at the time when all the Hawaii flights go out about the same time. So they have a desk there to prepare people for whichever island they're going to mm-hmm. have the correct information. And the guy said,
that's
if you have a card, you're all set. And he didn't say anything about having a test, so
okay.
maybe I'll
that's
get a
good.
Test.
That might be just international. Internationally, yeah. if you're not vaccinated to come into this country, or if you're an American who's not vaccinated and you're flying to some other country that will allow us in, which aren't really many right now, but if that's the case, coming back in as an unvaccinated American is a little more difficult. You have to now produce a negative test within 1 day instead of 3 days of landing in the state. So it's a little more of a pain, but,
so,
you know.
Speaking of traveling, we're getting close to the Beijing Olympics next year. And it's an interesting thing to try to figure out what the vaccination rules are. If you are not vaccinated, you better go over there early, it looks like, right? Because the
you
Olympic
have to be
committee.
There. I mean, this is, you know, clearly they want athletes and staff to be vaccinated because the rules are if you're not vaccinated as an athlete, you have to do 21 days of quarantine. That's longer than the entire Olympics themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to spend an extra 21 days in Beijing? No thanks. I don't know. If you're not vaccinated by now, I mean, well, you still have time if you're an athlete, but I don't know. That's
I'd be boycotting it if it were me, but I'm pretty strong. No. United Airlines says that unvaccinated pilots are costing them $3 million a day in canceled flights. So they have not taken the same approach that Southwest and even American now. I was talking to a couple of people on the flight coming back on Sunday night, and the flight attendants all say the ones that I was around all had shots, but they say that they've Americans flying 96% of its schedule, they've only had like a 2% cancellation rate because of this. But United seems not to have that, and Southwest, wow, woo, man, their pilots and crews are angry at the company. So who knows what that's going to be? I'd be staying away from Southwest if I was making plans. I don't like Southwest anyway, but I mean. For the folks
Southwest.
That are listening, I know.
I've never flown it. I have no.
You're missing
this
nothing.
Race, but
yeah.
It is very odd how people. It's very polarizing. People
yeah.
either love Southwest or they think it's the worst thing ever.
You know, if I don't mean this disrespectfully, Jay. If you're a traveler and you fly a lot, you don't like Southwest.
I have to disagree. I'm going to interrupt you because I have to disagree.
Okay.
I've flown so much in my life, and the reason I like Southwest is because I'm a very bad flyer. I'm terrified. I was a Continental person. Give me Continental, or I'm not getting on the plane.
I remember those days.
Continental
was a great airline.
Yeah,
like TWA, same kind of thing. Yep.
And so once Continental was no longer a thing, I happened to get on a Southwest flight, and the flight staff made me feel so comfortable, and they just took such great care of me. So I've always loved Southwest since because the customer service mattered so much.
Okay, got it. So here's Arizona that's caught up to New York when it comes to deaths per capita. So Arizona's going the wrong direction at the moment. What's the history of Arizona, though? Didn't they have a pretty good time of it early on? They've had their one of the few places in the country where the numbers are going up. The 7-day rolling average of new deaths has increased 138% in the last week.
Woo. Yeah, they only have, I always use the Browns, Brown University School of Health. They have this amazing interactive map of the United States of corona cases and deaths and everything. And it's interactive even by county. So right now in Arizona, red is, of course, it's color-coded. So green's the best, then yellow, then orange, then red is the worst. Mm-hmm. And right now there are only two counties in all of Arizona that are not red. They are at orange level, which is just one down from red. So, and ironically, they're the two counties that are right on the border. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because everyone's talking about the border surges.
Exactly. Where is that coming from? What you need to know about the virus right now is that the worst of the situation that we've lived with is likely behind us. There are four or five different experts that have been quoted in the last 24 hours. Basically, the agreement is don't drop your guard, keep getting the shots and wear the masks and that sort of thing. But to think that the world is coming to an end because of COVID is not.
Well, after Thanksgiving, I think we're going to have a real, we're going to have a much better idea of what we're dealing with. Because basically everything's open. All the kids are back in school. Most adults are back in the office by Thanksgiving. So we'll really know right out. And then everyone's going to be gathering and traveling. So we'll see. I think after that, I think it's really going it'll really tell us how effective it is to have a certain percentage of people vaccinated because we've been hearing about herd immunity for 2 years now.
Yeah. Well, and at one point in the whole thing, it seemed like when somebody was sick, even if it wasn't COVID related, if somebody was sick, they were staying home. They were staying away from people, and everyone's so exhausted that people are sick and still going out. They're like, it's allergies. It's just a sinus infection. Yep. No, there's the cold, RSV stuff. You're still going out. It doesn't matter what you're sick with. Stay home.
48 past the hour on the DJV program.
I need a laptop that helps me work remote from Charleston, or Charlotte, or wherever I am this week.
It's possible.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. Now get up to $170 off select PCs, like the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i7 processor. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30, limit 2, in-store only.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on assignment retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
I'll receive production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay, okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Past the hour now on the DJV program for Tuesday. Time for us to get into some tech talk. Victoria Keelan is here with me, starting out with a Best Buy and a Home Depot combo. These companies are not connected. Well, I guess they are, at least in this way, right, Victoria?
Yep. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that the brand's parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech. Huh. So it's not just them supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech. It's all about the Uyghurs again, the Uyghur Muslim population, and in the Xinjiang area of China, where they're keeping these Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps, work camps, things like that. So according to the U.S. government, both Dahua, which is Lorex's owner, and Hikvision, which is EasyViz's owner, they stand implicated in human rights violations and abuses in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. They've reportedly helped supply surveillance equipment for the Chinese government to monitor these ethnic minorities. The home security cameras and systems from Lorex and EasyViz aren't banned from sale, from being sold in the U.S. individually, but the restrictions on their parent companies from the Department of Commerce are bringing up a major problem. So Home Depot and Best Buy have just said they're going to stop selling the cameras completely. They're no longer working with these companies either. And so the surveillance issues are not just limited to the security camera companies. The U.S. government has actually limited how U.S. companies can work with drone maker DJI by adding it to the entity list after reports raised concerns about drones also being provided to police forces in Xinjiang against the Uyghur population. So the president of the World Uyghur Congress said that it's unacceptable that there are still American companies directly helping further the group's oppression. And so that's why Best Buy and Home Depot are trying to get ahead of this. The statement could apply to retailers like Costco and Sam's Club as well. They continue to sell the Lorex products. If this is a brand that you're not that familiar with, but you're in the market for buying surveillance cameras and security cameras, you might want to take a look and, you know, pick a different brand. This is supporting horrific, horrific human rights violations. And so this also could apply to Apple and Amazon, Tesla, and other companies who who have been tied to suppliers that have used forced Uyghur labor as well. And so Apple got busted for this a couple years ago and then, you know, rectified it pretty quickly. And so the U.S. government has said that China was committing genocide against the Uyghurs. We still don't, you know, this is a big knock on the U.S. from a lot of other human rights groups around the world, that even though the U.S. has come out against this, we still have yet to admit a single refugee from the Uyghur population. And so it's one of those things where, you know, we're kind of taking a stand, but are we really? And so a lot of, there's a new report that actually cites that it's very difficult to escape China and red tape and lack of
urgency. That's what I would like to know. Perhaps that discussion doesn't need to be held here, but I would like to further have that discussion about how these people, if they aren't wanted, why don't they just let them go or send them away?
Oh, they're needed for forced labor. They're slaves.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, Tesla has some interesting news that we'll discuss right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Flu season has begun, and experts are predicting it may be severe. Last year, prevention measures for COVID-19, like mask wearing and social distancing, helped keep the flu at bay. But with more gatherings this year and COVID-19 still stressing hospitals, getting your annual flu shot is vital. Dr. Joshua J. Joseph, American Heart Association National Volunteer Medical Expert.
A recent survey from the American Heart Association found 3 out of 5 U.S. adults say they may delay or skip the flu shot this year. That's alarming because getting the flu shot early on gives you and your loved ones the best protection.
Some good news is that an overwhelming majority of those who received a flu shot last season say they plan to get one this year, too.
Getting the flu shot protects us and the people around us, especially those more likely to be hospitalized or die from the flu, like people with heart disease, Black Americans, and seniors.
To learn more, visit heart.org/flu.
All right, so what's the news from Tesla, Victoria?
Tesla has some big news in their new partnership with Hertz Rental Cars. They've ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of an ambitious plan to electrify their fleet. The first order of Tesla Model 3 sedans will be available to rent in Hertz from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets from early November. And so after the purchase was announced, Tesla's stock actually went up to put it into the market cap of over $1 trillion before it dropped down again. That puts it in the range of Apple and Amazon and Microsoft, which is pretty cool. The deal is the single largest order for electric vehicles. It's worth $4.2 billion in revenue to Tesla. And you'll see Tom Brady in the new Hertz ad. It's a very funny commercial. All the Hertz, at the Hertz rental car place, all the Teslas are plugged in, and Tom Brady is one of the ones being plugged in. So it's very cute.
That's $42,000 a car, in case you didn't do the math.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.